Our final feature is another piece by Derek James, but it is quite unusual. It focuses on the legacy of Reverend John Ames, who was priest in charge at St Giles, Norwich, but died in Bethlehem. Here is Paul Henderson to tell us more.
As the bombs drop, the buildings crumble, and people are killed and injured across the Middle East, the work in memory of our Father John continues in the West Bank. Amid this trauma and acute anxiety, John Avis Education Project students continue in their studies and hope for a peaceful future. More than 20 years ago, Reverend John Avis, the much-loved Norwich priest and son of a Suffolk farmer, collapsed and died in Bethlehem while volunteering at the Daeshe refugee camp. Since then, the project has raised large amounts of money to give generations of young men and women a university education. His widow Anne and her sons Ben and Edmund first visited Daeshe days after his death in 2004. We knew then that we couldn't walk away from these dignified, resilient people, she said. It was in January 2007 that they decided to establish the John Avis Education Project, and since then it has raised the sum of £686,283 to help young people in a tough world. Anne would like to thank everyone for their continued support for the project. So, what is life like in the West Bank and for students at Al-Quds and Bethlehem University in these troubled times? Here are some of the recent messages. December 2025. Al-Quds University is raided by the Israeli Defence Forces. Students are interrogated in their classroom. February 2026, Khalid Al-Saifi, the founder of the Ibda Community Centre at Daeshe, died after being held in detention for 4 months. He was a great supporter of the John Avis Education Project. More than 10,000 people attended his funeral. March 2026, an Iranian missile strike on Beit Shemesh, 13 miles from Bethlehem, shook houses in Daeshe. There are no bomb shelters in the cities, towns and refugee camps in the occupied Palestinian territories. March 2026. Teaching has moved online as the safety of the students remains the top priority. We hope the crisis will end soon and that students will be able to return safely to campus and continue their studies in person, says Al-Quds University. The latest messages and updates from the John Avis Education Project students include these from Siba. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for your unwavering support. I'm just a few months away from officially becoming a doctor, and I truly could not have reached this milestone without your guidance and encouragement. You played an important role in me achieving a childhood dream, and I am deeply grateful for that. I hope one day I can follow in your footsteps and support others the way you supported me. Suleiman graduated in medicine last year following a 4-year John Avis Education Project scholarship. Greetings to all the wonderful Education Project supporters. I'm currently working on the front lines at Beit Jala Governmental Hospital and Bethlehem Arab Society for Rehabilitation. It is a highly demanding time. I'm currently working around 34 12-hour shifts each month. Navigating my final years of medical school during the recent war and geopolitical challenges was incredibly difficult. I want to express my deepest gratitude to the John Avis Education Project. Your scholarship was a true lifeline for my family and me. It relieved a massive financial burden during very difficult times, allowing me to focus on my patients and my dream of serving the Palestinian community as a physician. Thank you for believing in me, he said. Other students include Tulin, who is currently assisting in obstetrics and gynecology at Al Hussein Hospital in Beit Jala, 10 miles from Bethlehem, and Nibel, a technical leader for a global networking company based in Caesarea, Israel. A John Avis Education Project scholarship from 2012 for 2 years, Nibel has worked for the company since 2020 and is still the only Palestinian on the workforce. Her team has recently expanded and includes people from Israel, Serbia, and India. The Reverend Canon John Avis was the son of Mickey and Margaret Avis, part of a family farming and building business in the Hinderclay and Redgrave area of Suffolk. He went to school at Ickworth and Bury St Edmunds, and during his career with the church served in Brixton Prison, St Peter Mancroft Norwich, St Mary's Church Attleborough, and was priest in charge at St Giles Norwich. He collapsed and died on Star Street in Bethlehem while working at the Deche refugee camp. He was 52.
Thank you, Paul.